Competitive eating could not be more authentically American. It is excessive, dangerous, and pointless. Eating contests, whether you watch them or enter them, are not for the sensitive of stomach, like me, for example. A professional eater can put away enough food to feed a family in a matter of minutes. Some competitors focus on speed, while others train for quantity. This madness is an integral part of American culture, and it's the topic of the day on this new episode of the Mayoan Podcast. Feasting is an ancient tradition that dates back hundreds of years. However, it is only relatively recently that eating has become a competitive sport. The first documented contest was Nathan's famous 4th of July hot dog in 1916. Another early example of an eating contest was a pasta eating contest sponsored by the New York Yankees in 1919. But the real beginning of this modern era of competitive eating came in 2001 when Takeru Kobayashi won the Coney Island hot dog eating contest by doubling the record and eating 50 hot dogs in 12 minutes. The phenomenon really started to take off in 2004 and 2005 when the number of eating contests per year increased from 30 or 40 to about 100. The International Federation of Competitive Eating has done a fantastic job going after the brands that sponsor these contests, the casinos, and food companies. Considering how absurd food competition is to many, it has already become a successful sport. Americans have a slightly different attitude about food than many other countries. Americans often think about food by eating as quickly as possible. Eating contests have become a part of America, and it doesn't look like they are going away anytime soon. Although when I watch people eat 60 hot dogs, I really don't feel like eating hot dogs. But you know, it's a way to celebrate being American in one of the most American ways possible. And when you love American culture, well, you respect that. That's a wrap for today. Stay tuned for another episode of the Mayoan Podcast, the only podcast to explain what's being said and what's happening only in America.